This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, music is personified by Prokofiev for a classic loved by kids and adults alike at Artist Naples. One of the Chopin National Piano Competition finalists plays as part of the Chopin for All series, and the conductor of the Master Chorale of South Florida lets out his inner music geek for Bach and the best of Baroque. For the last concert of the season with the Master Chorale of South Florida, conductor Brett Carlin is going to take you to school.
So our last program for this season is definitely the most academic of our concert series.
The program is called Bach and the Best of the Baroque, and it's the concert Brett has been looking forward to all year.
In my heart of hearts, I am an early music nerd. I live in the 17th and 18th century.
With this final program, you'll be introduced to Johann Sebastian Bach, the man.
People think about Bach and they think about the name in all caps, in big letters, in scrolly scripty text.
That's true.
And I think they think about long German music that is generally unemotional.
Not the case for this concert.
I'm super jazzed about it.
It features music Bach wrote while he was at the Thomaskirche in Leipzig, where he wrote some of his best music. He was the third choice for that job, by the way, after Grobner and Telemann. And they're on the program, too.
So we're going to be performing a string piece of his called the Don Quixote Suite. And so in this tune, it's a collection of movements in which you hear the Don Quixote story.
You'll also hear Grobner's Magnificat in C, and the Master Chorale of South Florida will be joined by the Symphonia for this series of concerts. Bach and the Best of the Baroque is next weekend, the 24th through the 26th, in Pompano Beach, Miami, and Boca Raton. Get tickets for the one that works best for you at MasterChoraleOfSouthFlorida.com. Described as hip, refreshing, and brilliant, the Australian Chamber Orchestra makes its way to South Florida next week for a concert at the Broward Center. One of the things that really stands out about this group you'll notice right away, and that's the fact that they're standing. Here's the group's conductor, Richard Tognetti.
We've always stood when we play. You're just freer. We feel liberated, let's say.
They've been praised for combining the energy and vibe of a rock band with the ability of a crack classical chamber group.
We've expanded the repertoire from very early music all the way through to, you know, collaborations with people who are in the, you know, rock and roll world.
They have a varied program lined up with music by Prokofiev, plus Mozart's Symphony No. 40 and Clarinet Concerto with soloist Sharon Cam, plus a little something extra. A piece called Water.
A new work that is on its U.S. premiere tour by Johnny Greenwood, one of the members of the great band Radiohead.
The Australian Chamber Orchestra plays Wednesday the 22nd at the Broward Center. Music starts at 8, and you can find out more details and get tickets at browardcenter.org. I spoke with Lady Blanca Rosenthal recently. She's the founder and president of the Chopin Foundation of the United States. She told me that the goal of the foundation is to help young, talented American pianists in their career development and hopefully open doors to international careers.
You know, if they win a competition in Florida, in the United States, if they are sent to Poland and they win a competition in Poland, the international one, their future is assured.
Lady Blanca said that for all the effort young musicians put into learning music, for everything they sacrifice, they're a bit like professional sports players without all the money.
I wish that many people would look at it. Would they say, you know, this young man who has come to participate in a competition and winning a competition, he deserves much more.
The next Chopin for All concert will feature the young man that finished sixth in the National Chopin Competition, Alexander Baer. He'll play Saturday the 25th at Broward Main Library in Fort Lauderdale and Sunday the 26th at Granada Presbyterian Church in Coral Gables. Both start at 3 p.m. and you can visit chopin.org for details. Music is personified and animalized next week with the Naples Philharmonic. The concert is for kids and the kid in all of us. Peter and the Wolf will take you right back to your childhood with all the characters played by a member of the orchestra. Peter and the Wolf with the Naples Philharmonic, Saturday the 25th at 3 p.m., Artist Naples. ArtistNaples.org. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.